WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy twists and turns with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done, while still remembering to breathe and, you know, be human? Yeah, I feel ya. We're all juggling a million things these days, careers, relationships, trying to stay somewhat healthy, and let's not forget that constant scroll through social media. It's a recipe for burnout if ever there was one. But what if I told you there's a way to actually thrive amidst the chaos? It's all about practicing self-care, but not just in those occasional spa days or bubble baths we dream about, though, hey, don't discount those. I'm talking about weaving little acts of self-love into your daily routine. Things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put fuel in a car and expect it to run forever without a tune-up, right? Same goes for us humans. We need regular maintenance to keep our engines humming. So, let's dive into 5 simple yet powerful self-care techniques you can integrate into your daily grind. First up, mindfulness. It's not just about meditating on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty blissful. Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take 5 minutes each morning to simply breathe deeply, focusing on the sensation of air entering and leaving your body. You can do this while sipping your coffee, waiting for the bus, or even just before you start your day. It's a quick reset that can shift your entire mindset. Next, movement. Doesn't have to be anything intense. Think walking, stretching, dancing like nobody's watching in your living room. The key is getting your blood flowing and releasing those built-up tensions. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? A good stretch or a brisk walk can work wonders for both your physical and mental well-being. Third, connection. We're social creatures, hardwired to connect with others. Reach out to a friend, family member, or even that cute barista you see every morning. A genuine conversation can lift your spirits and remind you that you're not alone in this crazy journey. Fourth, nourishment. Treat your body like the temple it is. Fuel it with wholesome foods that make you feel good. Think colorful fruits and veggies, lean proteins, and plenty of water. Skip those processed snacks and sugary drinks that leave you feeling sluggish. And lastly, rest. This one's crucial. Getting enough sleep is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Aim for 7 to 8 hours each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Dim the lights, put away your devices, maybe even read a book. Give yourself permission to unplug and recharge. Okay, let's get real for a second. I know what you're thinking. Brooklyn, this all sounds amazing, but how do I actually fit it into my already packed schedule? Trust me, I feel you. But think about it like this. You wouldn't skip brushing your teeth or showering because you're busy, right? Think of these self-care practices as essential hygiene for your mind, body, and soul. Just 5 to 10 minutes here and there can make a world of difference. Imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed, you tackle your day with clarity and focus, and you end it feeling calm and content. That's the power of incorporating self-care into your daily routine. So how about we put those words into action? Right now, take a deep breath, close your eyes for a moment, and visualize yourself practicing one of these self-care techniques. What does it feel like? How do you want to incorporate this into your day? Remember, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small wins, and keep showing up for yourself every single day. Because you deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What self-care techniques have been working for you lately? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And don't forget to subscribe to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep rocking those inner Stoics, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.